Ryan says we have to ask it, so as Coach Elder takes a seat, your former quarterback, Ryan O'Rourke, says the one question that has never been asked of Mike Elder is, who was the better O'Rourke?
Oh, wow. Man, I think Mom and Dad O'Rourke would be mad at me if I picked the wrong one. But they were both great players, and I say that Ryan was probably physically more talented, but Justin obviously took a team to the state championship, got hot at the right time, threw very coachable balls, made all the right reads. But Ryan, probably played for a not very smart Coach Elder, and Justin, I was a little smarter at that time. So both great quarterbacks. I don't know. That's hard question.
He told us to ask it. I'm just telling you.
I generally don't compare players in the past, that's for sure, but that's a fun one. I'll take either one of them, that's for sure.
Yeah. I would say if you had to start a team, either one of those O'Rourke quarterbacks could do the job for you.
Absolutely.
Well, Mike, obviously great to have you here at the Brew Kettle, and we appreciate your patience. I know you've been waiting a while, and obviously, again, high expectations. The bar is high. You've sat here every year and talked about the fact that it's a process. It doesn't start on August 14th. The bar is high, but you've got to earn the right to get there. I'm assuming it's just the same approach. If it ain't broke, don't fix it for Avon football in 2019.
Yeah, it's interesting when you've had the success we've had and you've accomplished a lot of goals, but not the ultimate goal, which is to win a state championship. Sometimes that can lead to complacency. And the one thing I give my coaching staff and my players a lot of credit for is they're very good at forgetting about last season, understanding that your success a year ago has nothing to do with your future success. And, for a lot of fans, they just think it's going to happen. And we've been in the playoffs 9 straight years. And I was at an event with our moms the other day, and they were talking about, hey, when we make the playoffs, we're going to do playoff signs, we're going to do this. And I had to raise my hand and remind everybody that only 25% of high school teams make the playoffs. Yeah. That's not a guarantee. And in our program, we talk about that all the time. And each program, each team has to earn their own identity. And our kids are just great kids from good families. And they're working really hard. So I like our chances against anybody. But, boy, we got a really, really tough schedule. And it's going to be a tough one, no question.
Avon is at that point where you don't rebuild. You just reload. I mean, there's just talent that seems to be perpetually coming to the Avon Eagles. I know you've got some stellar players this year. Talk a little bit about some of these young men that are going to be wearing that purple and gold this season that could be very special players for the Avon Eagles.
Yeah, the quarterback position is so important in any program, but specifically in our offense. And obviously we had Ryan Malloy for the last 3 years, and young man led us to the Final Four 2 straight years. And Danny Zay, our quarterback this year, sat behind him and waited his turn for 3 years. So I'm really excited about his opportunity. And that's what keeps me coming back every year. It's to see kids in a fast food society where everybody wants it now wait their turn. And Danny's going to be a senior. His brother also played for us, David, who obviously was a senior quarterback when he played. And those are the kids that I'm excited for. But Danny's looking really good at camp. He throws the ball exceptionally well. He's got some weapons on offense. Nick Perusik, in my opinion, at running back is one of the best in the county. He's had battled some injuries, but they're legit injuries, high ankle sprains that you can't prevent. And when he was a sophomore, he got dinged up. But when he's on the field, he's as good as anybody. And then Joey Lance is a wide receiver. We have Tommy Purcell back at wide receiver. And then obviously big Tommy Lawrence and Joe Sveck are bookend tackles, are Division I kids. So. Yep. We've got talent, and I think we're going to be pretty good on offense. On the flip side, on the defense side of the ball, losing Steinmetz at inside linebacker is going to be tough to replace. But we do have Jake Wilson back inside. And, on the defensive line, Jacob Sedlak is back, Chris Pepe, and 2 of our corners were sophomores a year ago. So I think that we've got, 5 guys back on offense, 6 on defense, and a bunch of other kids who waited their turn to play who will be seniors, and that's fun.
And the other thing that comes back is the target on your back.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you deal with that? I mean, everybody's gunning for Avon.
Yeah, you embrace it. There's no question. And, raising kids now in this area and listening to people talk, my own kids have identified to me that, hey, Dad, you do know that a lot of people don't like you. And I said, well, you know, unfortunately, that's true. But just rest assured, a lot of the people who don't like me really don't know me on a personal level.
See, I say that all the time.
Yeah, we could take care of that real quick. If I go 0-10 three straight years, more people would like me.
Everybody be your best friend.
Yeah,
then, Mike.
So we'll keep it the way it is. And we'll just keep treating people with respect and treating people well. But the target is something we embrace. There's only one or two ways to look at that. You can't run from it, so you talk about it and you use it as a motivating factor. And we know that we're circled on everybody's schedule. And I say it before every game we go out. Every game's a big game when you play for Avon, and our kids hear that, and we love it.
Tommy,
Mike, I've said this to you before. I get a kick out of following you on social media and just watching what your kids do. Not only to be a part of the program, but you're cleaning the cemetery up. You helped somebody move into a house the other day. Those things just make that program so complete in my eyes. But you use the term, Mike, I would never correct you, but I think I want to correct you. You said kids waited their turn to play. Nobody in Avon ever waited to play. If they earn their right to play it. And you see that every day with what your kids do, with the time in the weight room and the things that your kids do. They've earned their spot on that team, and it's taken them 3 years to get there, but they've earned that. They didn't sit around and wait for anything, and your kids don't wait, and they go out and get it, and that's what's fun about watching what you do, that inner competition within your program to be the best football player, but then to be the best person and to be the best support guy, it's what really takes that program. I saw you at the AD's meeting last year, and I was so mad at myself because I got there for the last half of your talk to the ADs, and I wish I had been there for the whole talk. But you talked about the program, and you talked about the program and the district, and not just the football program, but how the football program supports the cross country kids and the basketball team and the girls sports, and that's what really sets you guys apart. And I see that, and I wish I could tape that, and I wish I could play that for every aspiring coach ever, because it's about the whole community, the whole program, and the whole system. And it's easy to be on the outside and criticize Avon, what's going on the inside. But if you're inside at Avon, I'm an administrator. I love everything that you guys do in the program. But your kids have earned the right. I think you sell Nick short a little bit, being one of the best backs in Lorain County. He's one of the best backs in Northeast Ohio, and he's as tough as kids they come. And you can do it by committee a little bit too. You know, you brought some other backs in. Nick got a little bit banged up, and you brought some other guys in to kind of help you out. With Malloy, he was a kind of a different kid, and he had a certain confidence, a certain air about him. Does with Zay coming into quarterback, does that change the offensive approach at all? Or talk to me about that.
Well, first of all, thank you for the great compliment. I appreciate that. I have tremendous respect for you. So to hear you say that matters to me. And you're right. Our kids don't wait their turn. They earn their opportunity. So I'm going to change that. So thank you. Secondly, you know, when it comes down to it, we think that we coach kids, not football, in Avon. And we're going to use our platform and our success to dangle a carrot to get them to become better people. And I get a lot of critics, and a lot of people will say things, and it's okay. We feel good about what we do on a daily basis there, because it's far more than just football. But to answer your question and go back to what you were saying, you know, for us at Avon, it's the next man up mentality. It's an approach where we're going to look at each other every single week and try to create a culture where our players don't want to let each other down. When you get there, you have something special. Like when coaches lead teams, you're good, but when players lead teams, you're great. And so that's the goal every year, is to get our players the lead. You judge your culture by your least talented player on the team, not your most talented. And if you get kids to buy in, like we do in Avon, you have 97 kids out for varsity football, you know, and then we have 54 freshmen. And there's 90 kids playing middle school football, and our youth football program has never been bigger. We have 200 kids playing third through sixth grade. So you're doing something right when that happens. Yeah. And so I know that I've surrounded myself with really good people. Anybody who knows me knows I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I'm passionate. I love people. And, you know, I'm proud of what we do, and I'm excited about this version of it, because I get to see new kids go out who have earned their opportunity to play.
Very good. Before we let you go, I know your team, your program, the community is dealing with a difficult injury situation right now. I don't know how much you can say, but just kind of share with us as far as what has happened and if there's any update that you can share.
Yeah, so Jake Burdick is a junior player for us. His parents have been very open about the whole situation, and, you know, he had a blood clot, and he was obviously paralyzed on his left side for a while. He is doing remarkably better. He's getting great care. It was something that was born with natural causes, and they found that so they can correct it. But I'm proud to tell you that, you know, this kid is tough as nails. His family's tough as nails. And if you ever, like, you know, if you live in Avon and you wonder if you're in the right community, when you see people rally around this young man and his family, you'll realize how special it is. I mean, they rallied around me that way when my father passed away, and it's just good people. And Jake is doing really well. And I've visited him several times. He's in good spirits, and good. I'm 100% convinced that he'll be back to 100% or close to 100%, and he's made tremendous gains in the last few days. So it's a good thing right now. We just got to keep the prayers going and keep them going in the right direction. But thank you for asking. I know his family would appreciate that.
Well, thank you for sharing what you can with us, and obviously our thoughts and our well wishes are with Jake and the family as well. So before we let you go, is this just going to be another special year of Avon football? Do you just always anticipate that?
I hope so, but I'll tell you what, we played a Shoreman week one and Lorraine week two. So I don't know if anybody has a tougher two games.
Hey, we have both those games.
We talked
about smart people.
Yeah, you were here. We talked about that. When you talk about coming out of the blocks, you better be ready.
Whoa,
I mean,
there's no starting slow, man.
No, there's no easing into it. Yeah.
But you know what? If the worst case scenario, the worst we can do is 0-2, and then you keep fighting, right? Yeah. That's what will happen. But those are both great programs. Coach Kostelnik obviously does a great job. And, you know, talk about a classy move. His program stood up and sent a card
that,
and did some things for Jake, and just reminds you that we're all in this for the same reason, for kids and supporting each other. So I'm excited about both of those games. Coach McFarland's a coaching legend and a hero to me. I love that man, and makes me crack up and laugh. So can't wait to compete against both of those good men and their teams, because they'll be prepared.
Wait till he comes out in the flowered shirt.
I know. I love it. Listen, if they kick our butts, I'm going to tell them, you need to move to Key West sooner than later. Get out of here.
There you go. I know you've been patient. We appreciate you stopping up. We've got the game in a couple of weeks, so we'll be talking again very, very shortly. But you know how much I enjoy the conversations. I've learned more from you than I can ever even imagine. So always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate it, Tim. You're the best, no question. We're very lucky to have you.
Good luck to you, Mike.